Page 7, new to your ballot packet, optional ballot secrecy sleeve. Marion County is proud to introduce the optional ballot secrecy sleeve for this election, and we would like your feedback. Instruction for voting your ballot. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: printed ballot, a pre-addressed return envelope, the ballot drop site, and track your ballot insert, secrecy sleeve, new to your packet. If any items are missing, please contact Marion County Clerk Elections. Important ballot information. Please email us with your comments about the ease of use and new design to elections@co.marion.or.us. Important to remember, your return envelope must be received by 8 p.m. election night and signed, or your ballot will not be counted. Instructions. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire response. You then have the option of making another choice. Number one, mark through the address like this, and it shows a slash going through the address. Notify Marion County Clerk's office before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ballpoint ink pen. Do not use a felt tip pen to mark your ballot. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To vote on a measure, please complete the box next to either the yes or no. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, mark through the address like this, again with a slash through the address label, and return to your mailbox, post office, or mail carrier. Page 8, sample ballot, May 17th, 2016, primary election. This sample ballot is a composite of all contests and measures appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every office or measure. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order, as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn by the Secretary of State for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the May 17, 2016 primary election is as follows: Z, R, B, W, C, D, N, U, G, F, S, I, P, X, J, Y, K, L, V, T, A, O, Q, H, M, E. Remember, all ballots will be mailed April 27th. Continuing with the sample ballot, Democratic Party, United States President, vote for one, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. United States Senator, vote for one, Ron Wyden, Paul B. Weaver, Kevin H. Stein. United States Representative in Congress, 5th District, vote for one, Kurt Schrader, Dave McTeague. State of Oregon, Governor, 2-year term, vote for one, Kate Brown, Julian Bell, Chet Chance, Kevin M. Forsyth, Dave Stauffer, Steve Johnson. Continuing Democratic Party, Secretary of State, vote for one, Richard Devlin, Brad Avakian, Val Hoyle. State Treasurer, vote for one, Tobias Reed. Attorney General, vote for one, Ellen Rosenblum. State Senate, 9th District, vote for one, Rich Heresy. State Senate, 12th District, vote for one, Ross Schwarzendruber. State Senate, 30th District, vote for one, Stormy Gale Ray, or W. Mark Stringer. State Representative, 17th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 18th District, vote for one, Tom Kane. State Representative, 19th District, vote for one, Larry Trott. State Representative, 20th District, Paul Evans. Page 9, continuing with Democratic Party. State Representative, 21st District, vote for one, Robert P. Rader or Brian Clem. State Representative, 22nd District, Teresa Alonzo Leon. State Representative, 23rd District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 25th District, Sharon P. Freeman. State Representative, 39th District, Charles Gallia. State Representative, 59th District, Tyler J. Gabriel. Marion County Commissioner, Position 3, no candidate filed. Republican Party, candidates for United States President, vote for one, Ted Cruz, John R. Kasich, Donald J. Trump. United States Senator, vote for one, Sam Carpenter, Mark Callahan, Fay Stewart, Dan Loschaber. United States Representative in Congress, 5th District, Earl D. Rainey, Colm Willis, Ben West, Seth Allen. State of Oregon Governor, 2-year term, vote for one, Bruce Cuff, Bob Niemeyer, Bob Forthen, Bud Pierce, Alan Alley. Secretary of State, vote for one, Dennis Richardson, Sid Lykin. State Treasurer, Jeff Goodman. Attorney General, Daniel Zine Crow. State Senate 9th District, Frank Girard. State Senate 12th District, Brian J. Boquist. State Senate 30th District, Ted Ferrioli. State Representative 17th District, Sherry Springer. State Representative 18th District, Victor S. Gilliam. State Representative 19th District, Jody Hack. State Representative 20th District, Laura S. Morritt. State Representative 21st District, Doug Rogers. State Representative 22nd District, Patty Milne. State Representative 23rd District, vote for one, Mike Nierman, Beth Jones. State Representative 25th District, Bill Post. State Representative 39th District, Bill Kennemer. State Representative 59th District, John E. Huffman. Marion County Commissioner, position number 3, Sam Brentano. Independent Party. United States President, no candidate filed. United States Senator, vote for one, Stephen C. Reynolds or Marvin Sandness. United States Representative in Congress, 5th District, no candidate filed. State of Oregon, Governor, 2-year term, vote for one, Patrick Barney, Cliff Thomason. Secretary of State, Paul Damian Wells. State Treasurer, Chris Telfer. Attorney General, no candidate filed. State Senate, 9th District, no candidate filed. State Senate, 12th District, no candidate filed. State Senate, 30th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 17th District, Jeffrey D. Goodwin. State Representative, 18th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 19th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 20th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 21st District, Alan M. Clausen, Jr. State Representative, 22nd District, no candidate filed. Page 11. State Representative, 23rd District, Jim Thompson. State Representative, 25th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 39th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 59th District, no candidate filed. Marion County Commissioner, position 3, no candidate filed. Nonpartisan offices. State of Oregon, Judge of the Supreme Court, position 4, Reeves Kistler, incumbent. Position 5, Jack L. Landau, incumbent. Judge of the Court of Appeals, position 2, Rebecca Duncan, incumbent. Position 3, Darlene Ortega, incumbent. Position 7, Megan A. Flynn, incumbent. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 4, Claudia M. Burton, incumbent. Position 6, Mary M. James, incumbent. Position 9, Audrey J. Broyles. Position 13, Tom Hart, incumbent. Marion County, County Clerk, vote for 1, Bill Burgess, Tom M. Sherrick, Jr., Tim Kirsch. County Assessor, Tom Rowling. City of Salem Mayor, Chuck Bennett or Carol Smith, vote for 1. Counselor, Ward 1, vote for 1, Kara Kaiser or Jan Kellywhite. Counselor, Ward 3, Brad A. Nanke. Counselor, Ward 5, Tiffany Partridge or Matt Ausick, vote for 1. Counselor, Ward 7, vote for 1, Warren Bednarz or Sally Cook. Page 12, sample ballot continued. Not all voters will vote on every office or measure. The full ballot text, the full ballot title text for the local measures start on page 20 of this voter pamphlet. City of Staten, Measure 24-390, 4-year local option tax for library, pool, parks support. Question, shall City of Staten implement a 60 cents per thousand operating tax annually for 4 years, beginning fiscal year 2017-2018? This measure renews current local option taxes. City of Gates, Measure 24-394, 5-year local option tax for operations and stream maintenance. Question, shall Gates issue a 5-year local option levy of $1.72 per thousand assessed value for operations and street maintenance beginning July 1, 2016? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Measure 24-391, Marion County Fire District No. 1, 4-year operations local option tax. Question, shall district levy taxes of 71 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 4 years, beginning 2016-2017, for fire operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Jefferson School District 14J, Measure 24-392, bonds to increase safety, repair and construct schools, update classrooms. Question, shall Jefferson Schools issue $24,500,000 general obligation bonds, increase safety, make capital improvements, audits, oversight required, obtain $4 million state grant? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Measure 24-393, City of Detroit, adopts amendments to the charter clarifying residency and ordinance procedures. Question, should amendments changing residency requirements and clarifying ordinance adoption procedures be adopted? The Marion County Clerk is offering a program to voters in Marion County that allows them to track the status of their ballot through automated notifications. Participating voters will have the option of receiving text, email or voice alerts at several points on their ballot's journey. The Marion County Clerk's Ballot Tracking Pilot Program is in partnership with i3 Logics. It is a unique, patent-pending solution that tracks the status of every mail-in ballot and sends a series of proactive alerts to voters telling them where their ballot is in the election process from printed to accepted. If you have any questions about this service, please call the Marion County Clerk at 503-588-5041. Sign up today to begin receiving messages. https://marioncountyclerk.i3ballot.net/voter/login#.